Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI, and this podcast is written by and recorded by AI. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now let's get started with today's profile of Norma Torres, the representative from California's 35th District. Norma Torres biography. Norma Judith Torres was born on April 4, 1965, in Escuintla, Guatemala, a coastal region known for its agricultural industry and its vibrant yet challenging living conditions. Her family struggled to make ends meet, and like many in her community, they faced systemic poverty and a lack of opportunities. Recognizing the chance for a better life, her parents sent her to the United States when she was just 5 years old. Her early years were shaped by the challenges of navigating life as a young immigrant in a new country, where she had to learn English and adapt to the cultural differences of her new home in Los Angeles, California. Growing up in Los Angeles, Torres faced the dual pressures of excelling academically while helping her family financially. Her upbringing in a working-class immigrant household instilled in her a strong sense of responsibility and resilience. She often worked part-time jobs while attending school, gaining a first-hand understanding of the struggles that many immigrant families endure to create a better future for their children. In 1987, Torres achieved a milestone that would define her personal and professional trajectory. She became a naturalized U.S. citizen. This moment solidified her belief in the promise of the American dream and underscored her commitment to civic engagement and public service. She later attended Mount San Antonio College and received specialized training as a 911 dispatcher. Torres's experience as a dispatcher opened her eyes to the systemic challenges of public safety, particularly in underserved and high-crime areas. Torres spent over 17 years working as a dispatcher and later as a trainer for other emergency responders. She often describes this job as a turning point in her life, one that shaped her understanding of the importance of calm, efficient leadership in moments of crisis. This role gave her direct insight into the gaps in public safety policy and infrastructure, inspiring her to enter public service to address these issues at a systemic level. Her first foray into politics came in 2000, when she successfully ran for a seat on the Pomona City Council. As a council member, Torres worked to improve the city's public safety, enhance infrastructure, and foster greater civic engagement among residents. She earned a reputation for being accessible and deeply connected to the community, often going door to door to hear directly from constituents about their concerns. In 2006, Torres made history as the first Latina to serve as mayor of Pomona, a role she held until 2008. During her tenure, she faced numerous challenges, including a declining local economy and rising crime rates. Torres tackled these issues head-on by collaborating with law enforcement and community leaders to implement crime reduction strategies. She also worked to attract businesses to Pomona, helping to lay the groundwork for economic revitalization in the city. In 2008, Torres expanded her impact by winning a seat in the California State Assembly, where she represented the 61st District. Her legislative agenda focused on issues such as affordable housing, education funding, healthcare access, and public safety reform. One of her most notable achievements in the Assembly was her work on the Silver Alert system, designed to help locate missing seniors with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Building on her success in the Assembly, Torres was elected to the California State Senate in 2013, representing the 32nd District. In the Senate, she chaired several key committees, including those focused on housing, transportation, and public safety. Her leadership on these issues helped to secure critical funding for infrastructure projects and expanded access to affordable housing for low-income families across the state. In 2014, Torres was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, representing California's 35th Congressional District, which spans portions of San Bernardino and Los Angeles counties. The district is home to a diverse population with a significant Latino community and a mix of urban and suburban areas. Torres's deep connection to the region and her long history of public service have made her a trusted advocate for her constituents. As a congresswoman, Torres has focused on a wide range of issues, including comprehensive immigration reform, healthcare access, economic development, and climate change mitigation. She serves on the House Appropriations Committee, one of the most influential committees in Congress, where she plays a critical role in determining federal spending priorities. Additionally, she is a member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, where she champions policies that benefit Latino communities across the nation. Torres has also been an outspoken advocate for addressing the root causes of migration from Central America. Drawing from her own experiences as an immigrant from Guatemala, she has introduced measures aimed at reducing corruption, improving economic opportunities, and enhancing public safety in countries like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Her efforts have been praised for their focus on long-term solutions to the challenges that drive migration to the United States. Throughout her career, Torres has balanced her roles as a mother, Latina, and public servant, serving as an inspiration to many in her community and beyond. Her dedication to creating opportunities for working families and addressing systemic inequities continues to define her legacy. Why people support Norma Torres? Norma Torres's supporters highlight her life story as a powerful example of the American dream in action. Her journey from an immigrant child in Guatemala to a member of the U.S. Congress resonates deeply with her constituents, particularly immigrant families who see in her a reflection of their own struggles and aspirations. Her work on immigration reform is a cornerstone of her support base. Torres's advocacy for pathways to citizenship, protections for dreamers, and comprehensive immigration reform reflects her personal connection to these issues and aligns with the values of her diverse district. Supporters often praise her for being a compassionate and practical voice in one of the nation's most divisive debates. Economic development is another area where Torres has earned significant support. Her efforts to secure federal funding for local infrastructure projects, such as highway improvements, public transit expansion, and clean energy initiatives, have brought tangible benefits to the 35th District. These initiatives create jobs, improve quality of life, and address pressing environmental concerns, making them popular among constituents. Supporters also point to Torres's background as a 911 dispatcher as a unique qualification that informs her approach to public safety. She has championed legislation to support first responders, improve emergency preparedness, and reduce crime in her district. Her firsthand experience with public safety issues adds credibility to her efforts to create safer communities. Finally, Torres's role as a Latina leader in Congress serves as an inspiration to young women and minorities. Her advocacy for bilingual education, affordable housing, and access to healthcare has strengthened her connection to the communities she serves, solidifying her reputation as a tireless advocate for working families. Why people don't support Norma Torres? Despite her accomplishments, Torres has faced criticism from various quarters. Some opponents argue that her progressive stance on immigration reform, including her support for pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, is too lenient. Critics claim that such policies may incentivize illegal immigration and fail to address broader concerns about border security. Her positions on public safety have also been a point of contention. While she has worked to increase funding for law enforcement, some progressive activists argue that she has not done enough to address police accountability and systemic injustice within the criminal justice system. These critics call for more transformative reforms than Torres has supported. Her focus on Central America has sparked debate as well. While supporters view her efforts to combat corruption and foster economic development in the region as essential, detractors argue that these initiatives divert resources and attention from pressing domestic issues in her district. Economically, some constituents feel that more needs to be done to address persistent issues like high unemployment and housing shortages in the Inland Empire. Critics argue that Torres's efforts, while well-intentioned, have not gone far enough to resolve these systemic challenges. Finally, as a Democrat, Torres has faced partisan opposition from Republicans who oppose her progressive policies on healthcare, climate change, and social justice. These critics argue that her legislative priorities align too closely with national Democratic leadership and fail to adequately reflect the unique needs of her district. Thanks for listening, and remember, join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.